really strong. No, this is just really short. What I want to do is introduce this today, and everybody can take it home with them. Next time the elders meet, we can talk about it and decide if it's something that the elders group can support. So I'll tell you a little bit about the background of this. Recently, I went with our lawyers and one of our cultural heritage workers, and we were doing interviews with elders. And so I watched them do the interview and helped a little bit. And then after they finished the interview, they asked the elder if they could continue to do interviews with her, if she would support them in the cultural heritage study and with the court case. And the elder said no. And another elder in the community also said no. And so I was kind of interested in that. I thought, that's something. I was requested to follow up and, you know, convince them to say yes. And I thought, that's not going to work. I said, there must be something wrong. So I started doing some looking into this, and it kind of surprised me. I hadn't really seen anyone take a look at this issue before. And so I did some talking with some people, some elders, did a little bit of reading. And then I came up with these recommended interview guidelines. And where I think they could help is we're always going to have studies being done. Cultural heritage studies, health studies, you name it. We've had them for a long time. And we're also always going to have court cases. Now, originally, the elders, when we were asking them for information, were happy to give it, you know, and you'd give them some tobacco and then the interview would go on. And that was fine, but that was some time ago. In the meantime, I think the elders have observed that a lot of the people that are asking them the questions are making really good money out of this, and they're not getting a whole lot out of it, but they're having to provide some really, really important information. In fact, the court cases couldn't go ahead without them. The cultural heritage studies couldn't go ahead without them. And so their knowledge, their information is really, really important. And yet what they get reimbursed for and how they're treated is not equivalent to what their value is. And that's where I put these guidelines together. So if everyone could take it home with them, read it, and then next time we come back together, we'll talk some more about it. But I think one of the key parts of it was the compensation. And I thought that the elders were on the same level as an auditor, as a high-priced lawyer, or as one of the consultants that we always hire. We have absolutely no problem in paying those people a lot of money. But when it comes to our own people, we have a problem with that. And that doesn't sound right. Our society, our teaching, was that we're very respectful to our elders. We're very respectful to our knowledge keepers. And so if that is true, then we're going to have to start to change how we treat them when we're asking for some really important information. And that's what this is all about. Cookston.
Wow, thank you, Robert. We have a question over here, Gerald.
In my mind,